Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon, it's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Crime Van Diesel. I have Mr. Giuseppe in the studio with me from Health Promotions. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. About yourself?
I'm doing good, thanks for asking. It's been a while since I've had you in the studio, so it's nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we want to talk about gratitude. It's November, right? Thanksgiving month. So let's dive into gratitude.
Sounds great. Before we get too far into it, let me ask you the question of the day, which is which subjects should be taught in school?
Okay. I'm sure you're talking about American school system, right?
Yes.
Which I don't know that much about. But thinking about, you know, school system in general, rather than a subject, I would say a practice. Meditation, I think, is a practice that should be taught in every school system. And we need it in Italy so much.
Yeah, it would be nice. It's sometimes great to just sit back, relax, and just work through life. That's great. Can't wait to get more into it. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best. If you're still tuning in, I'm here with Mr. Giuseppe from Health Promotions, and we're talking about gratitude, right?
Oh, yeah. This month has a lot of good topics, right? One of the big topics is tobacco cessation. Then we have National Diabetes Month. So much stuff there. But I decided to write an article in our newsletter about gratitude, because this month is Thanksgiving month, and the 20th is going to be Thanksgiving Day. And as I was telling you, we kind of started to celebrate that in Italy as well. We don't have a day, but we start thinking about how can we be grateful and what is that we need to be grateful for. So I say, you know what, let's talk about that.
It sounds great. You know, you don't need a turkey to be grateful.
That's for sure. It's about, you know, your relationship. It's about all the things in your life. And what we find out in Health Promotions, since, as you know, we deal with a lot of different things like nutrition, weight management, tobacco cessation, stress management, is that a lot of people, when they feel down, depressed, when they feel that not everything is going in the right direction, they usually kind of turn to either junk food or alcohol or tobacco or self-medication. But research has shown that a great strategy to embrace your life the way it is by practicing gratitude. And gratitude is defined by the American Psychological Association as both a state and a trait. A state means an emotion in a specific moment of your life. I was thinking about the way, you know, walking here, what could be my example? My example is when my children were born. In that very moment, I was really grateful. But anyway, that was a state. I was really so incredibly excited about this gift. But we need to learn to turn this into a trait, a character trait. Is that ability to be grateful for all the good things we have in life. Because no matter what's happening in your life, and you know, a lot of people have really to go through really tough moments, there's always something to be grateful for. So we need to strengthen that muscle in a way, that is this gratitude muscle, and enhance this with awareness and practice. This is shown really as a great way to increase our mental health, to increase our emotional state, to increase and improve our physical health at the same time. So it's not something you want to, like, you know, just spend a few minutes about, but really becomes a way to embrace life and to live a positive life, increase your life satisfaction, your ability to forgive, and in a way to inverse, you know, that relationship between gratitude and anxiety and depression.
Yeah, it seems like a lot. It definitely improves your day-to-day life. And if you just focus more on the good sometimes, you're not thinking so much about the bad.
That's it. Cause the bad is going to be there, right? We're not saying, we're not like that Pollyanna, we're saying, oh, we're all happy, we're all good. No, there's so many things in life that are not good. In a way, there are challenges, there are barriers out there, but as you were saying, we learn to focus on the things that are really good in our life. Then we kind of learn how to, you know, in a way, focus on those, be happy about those little, big aspects in our life. But again, it's a practice. It's not just a character trait.
That's great. And you hear more from Health Promotion when we come back. I'm back in the studio here with Mr. Giuseppe, and we've been talking about gratitude. So let's get more into that.
Yeah. The big thing is that most people say, you know what? Thanksgiving Day, we're not supposed to like to be grateful just one day. We all agree with that, right? Conveying gratitude should be practiced daily. But let's say that the Thanksgiving Day is an opportunity for everyone to stop and acknowledge all our fortunes. So now I'd like to talk about some ways to show gratitude in our life. And there are a few tools we can learn, again, to make it a practice, not only, you know, just a philosophical trick there. So one way is to have a gratitude journal, something we can do on a daily basis, which means just jotting down a few things that we're thankful for. And that could be things in general in our life or in that specific day. Because in psychology, they say that our mind is kind of set to see the negative rather than the positive in life. Just to, you know, let's say that was the way our brain developed in millions of years, because it was the best way to live a safe life, right? To find that the beast was behind, you know, the bush, rather than, you know, being grateful about the sun shining, right? So it's the way we've developed a million of years, but now we have kind of to make an effort to change it. So gratitude journal is this effort. It helps us identify and reflect on people, things, and event that we're grateful for. Another tool could be a gratitude letter. So it's a sort of written communication that conveys appreciation for someone specific in our life. Because for sure, relationships are the most important things in our life. But most of the time, we don't go over the thank you, right? I appreciate you. Thank you for what you do for me. But wouldn't that be great to receive or write a letter for someone really close to us, where they just write down the things they're grateful for when it comes to us being their life and then being in our lives. So it's a great, again, tool for us to embrace the good things in our life. Then last but not least is what I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, meditation. Meditation by itself is not really a gratitude tool, but it's the way you want to approach life in general for you to embrace the positive in your life. Because meditation is that ability to live your here and now. It's your ability to, for a specific time of your day, to get rid of all the negative thoughts, negative body sensations, and negative feelings, and just embrace whatever you have in your life. As most people who try meditation say, it's not easy. It takes a lot of practice. It likes to set some time aside during the day. You know, it takes also some specific tools that we just showed you around our stress management classes. But for sure, people who meditate on a daily basis strengthen that muscle, that gratitude muscle that allows them to live their life in the best way as possible and to accept whatever comes in their life.
That's truly a helpful tip, because sometimes you need to take a step back and it really helps.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Stay tuned to hear more from Health Promotion when we come back after the weather. If you're just tuning in, I've been talking with Mr. Giuseppe about a lot of different things, about gratitude and the holidays. But we're just wrapping it up now. I just want to thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else you'd like to put out?
Well, I want to just talk about our classes and, you know, our events for this month. First of all, if you go to the hospital Facebook page and Health Promotion, a Facebook group, you'll find a 30-day gratitude challenge. So we just challenge everyone each day to do something that will teach you how to be grateful for whatever you have. Like the first day, we just ask everyone to check in on a friend. Day two was to meditate for 5 minutes. So day by day, we're going to propose, we're going to offer a small thing for you to learn how to be grateful. Then we have a lot of amazing things this month. This Wednesday, so was that the 6th, we're going to have a cooking demonstration. is going to be a Thanksgiving dinner made healthier. So we're going to just show how to make traditional cranberry sauce from scratch the healthy way.
Oh, I love cranberry sauce. It's so one of my favorites.
So good. But our goal was to make it with less sugar than they usually do. People do. So really to make it healthy. It's going to be on at the MW Classroom. So that's one Midtown just above the movie theater. It's going to be 1100. Wednesday, November the 6th, please register. Call Health Promotion 624-4710. Go to the hospital Facebook page and just, you know, like the event, and, you know, register for the event. Then, as I told you before, this month is also Tobacco Cessation Month. So we're going to join MWR Turkey Trot on November the 22nd, and we're going to be there with our Tobacco Cessation booth, with our Tobacco Cessation coaches, showing people, you know, the best and kind of easiest. It's not easy, but you know, there are tools to make it easier for everyone to, you know, make it the first day for them to be tobacco free. This is going to be November the 22nd, 11:30, outside Nuts to Gym. Then we're going to be... A great thing is we also go into the exchange, and we go into the Minimart. It's going to be on the 7th of the exchange. We go into the Minimart on Nuts 2, take 5 on the 20th, where our Tobacco Cessation booth, again, for, you know, to make sure that people just meet with our coaches and get this first, you know, conversation about that. Still on Tobacco Cessation, we're going to have a group class on Tuesday, 3:30, so everyone will like get the chance to, you know, meet with me on this Tobacco Cessation group class right after, you know, the work schedule, and just, you know, in a group class environment, come out with the strategies, resources, and tools for them to, you know, to be tobacco free in, you know, usually that happens in 2 months. People, if they have the right tools and they start this journey in 2 months, they can be tobacco free. And that's where we go for the month. So please join us. Call Health Promotion. Come and visit us. We are NOS 1 Midtown above the movie theater. Just come and, you know, and ask for our resources there.
I was about to say, don't be afraid. They're very nice people.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming out. Have a good one.
My pleasure. You too.